content presented on the following show by any host or by any guest should be used solely for your entertainment and enjoyment. The views and opinions of the following show are not necessarily those of the Whole Care Network, other show hosts on the Whole Care Network, or advertisers on the Whole Care Network. Shows on the Whole Care Network are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any disease or condition. Always consult a professional when making any changes to your physical, spiritual, mental, or financial health. And thank you for listening to the Whole Care Network.
How do you want to be cared for as you age? By planning now, successful aging is in your control. Welcome to Your Future Self. Featured on the Whole Care Network, On Your Future Self, we share real-life stories and trusted resources to help you plan for your care. And now, here are your hosts, Monica Stanciula and Christopher McLellan. Is it true I'm planning for my future self with my good friend Monica Stanciula?
Oh, you certainly
from Credit for Caring.
You certainly are, Chris. So good to see you again. Or I should say,
Monica,
hear you again, shouldn't I?
We could tell our listeners that we're so technology advanced now here on the Whole Care Network that we can actually see each other while we're talking, even though we're in different cities.
That's true. That's true. And it's so nice to see your face.
Yeah, because the last time we did this, we were sitting across from each other in beautiful St. Petersburg in your office. Mm-hmm. And now, about 18 months later, we're back on the air again. What have you been doing these last 18 months?
Oh, too many things to talk about just now. But it's great to be back with you, Christopher. I mean,
yeah,
we've been through so much, and there's so much going on in life right now that that we really need to talk to our caregivers about what's happening.
And that's why we've coined our new podcast series, Your Future Self, mm-hmm. because it can be in your control, don't you think, Monica?
It can be. You know, especially this year when so much feels like it's not in your control, it's a good time for us all to take a step back and reflect and think about what it is we can control and what it is we want out of our lives.
Right. And as we move forward in our new podcast series, we're going to be talking about a variety of ways how you can plan for your future centered around our four pillars of care on the Whole Care Network. That's our physical, it's our social, it's our financial, and it's our spiritual / holistic care, and how all four of those need to be balanced in order for you to be able to care for yourself and be able to choose the care that you're looking for as you age. But Monica, I have to digress here just for a second. Wasn't that beautiful music at the beginning of our pod? Wasn't that awesome?
I felt like I was in Saturday Night Fever. I loved it.
Yeah, because that's our era.
It certainly is.
When you think about it, you know, I'm not going to give away your age, even though, you know, you were, what, born in the 40s? Oh, no, those are my other sisters. Those are my other sisters.
Man.
You're a 60s child.
Yeah.
Or maybe a 70s. Oh, I'll get some bonus points. You were a 70s child.
All right. Good try. Good try at recovery, Chris.
I'm already in trouble with my real sisters, and then I'm in trouble with my sister from another mother, Monica Stanciula. But no, it is great to be back on the air with you. And as we look about caring for our future self, you've had some changes here recently. You know, in our first podcast series, we talked about creating a care team. And this is kind of an extension of that, but it's related to us as the caregiver, especially while we're in the midst of caregiving and after caregiving ends.
That's right, Chris, because we know that as time marches forward and as the challenges of caregiving change, some of those challenges end. And then what's next? What's next for your life? What are you going to do? And I certainly have had to face that. I think you have too, my friend.
Right. Then I'm just starting to figure it out. So that's why it's important to share these stories, because we believe on the Whole Care Network that it's through story sharing where diversity meets the road, to collaborate on a common cause. And our common cause is working with caregivers before, during, and after caregiving ends.
That's right. And Chris, this is going to be a great journey. I'm really looking forward to sharing with all of our listeners, you know, what we believe are the most important things that you can do for keeping your physical, social, financial, legal, and spiritual self together and enrich it as you move forward in life. And we hope you'll stick with us for this entire journey, because we think that this is a journey we can take together and it will be meaningful for all of us.
You really nailed it, Monica. Goodness.
Thanks, Chris. I can't wait to get started, Chris. How about you?
I'm looking forward to it, too. And I think it's important for all our listeners to know that over the next few episodes, you know, we'll be talking about caregiving before, during, and after caregiving through the lens of our four pillars. We've got some special guests. Our listeners might remember Amanda and Ryan Singleton from Singleton Legal in St. Petersburg. They're gonna walk us through the financial episode, but you never know what other surprises that might come on here in the next six episodes.
Terrific. I look forward to it, Chris. I can't wait.
So, Monica, I can't let you go without asking you to tell our listeners a little bit more about Credit for Caring.
Thanks, Chris. I'd love to. So we developed Credit for Caring after we developed Reunion Care, because if you remember, 18 months ago, what did we talk about? Building that circle of care, right?
Building that circle of care, and we're still doing that.
We certainly are. But one thing that's missing in building that circle of care is, how do we take the hassles out of getting the needs, the resources, and the products that you need to be able to caregive successfully? You and I have been in this business and for a long time. And so we know these resources. We know where to find, you know, help with food, housing, mental health, all those different things. But for the average
durable medical supplies.
Right. But for the average caregiver, you know, that would take a long search to find these things. And so we've taken the hassle out of that. We've built a suite of tools that ask you simple questions. And when you answer those surveys, then we give you recommendations. And Chris, just what you said about durable medical supplies. Not only do we give you information about finding the resources that are out there, but also the products and the equipment that you need to be able to keep someone safe at home and to maximize their independence and make your caregiving journey more meaningful and a little less stressful is what our hope is.
A little less, and that we all need. Is one thing 2020 has proven true. We all need less stress,
yes,
in our lives.
Yes.
And Credit for Caring will be available on the Whole Care Network. You'll have a very special landing page where you can go and access all the products at a very reasonable and reduced cost from retail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're able to get them wholesale and we pass those savings on to all of our listeners. So we look forward to making them as available and as visible to your listeners as possible on all of your channels.
Visible is what we're going to be doing, because we'll have photos of all the products on our landing Credit for Caring landing page on the Whole Care Network. So
great.
Just
great.
Go to the Whole Care Network and you'll there'll be a couple of ways you can search. You can type in Credit for Caring on the Whole Care Network and it'll pop right up. Or you can type in one or all four of the pillars and you'll be able to search content that's relatable to not only this podcast, but Credit for Caring and any of our content that's applies to our four pillars on the Whole Care Network. So, Monica, it's going to be great doing this with you.
Thanks, Chris. I'm so looking forward to it. See you soon.
Yeah, and I encourage all of our listeners to go out on whatever your favorite podcast platform is and subscribe to Your Future Self. And we'll look forward to receiving your feedback. So, Monica, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Chris.
And remember, Monica, it is in your control.
That's right.